Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
So, hello everyone. Welcome to another success case video interview. Today we have the pleasure to talk with Angeline, who got a job opportunity with Van Hack. Welcome, Angeline. How are you today?
Thank you, Amelia. I am doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for accepting this invitation. I think we have to start talking a little bit about yourself, who you are, where are you from, and some of your personal background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Angeline, and I'm from India, and I'm working in a software company here in Bangalore. So Bangalore is kind of an IT capital here in India. And I have around 9 years of experience. I've been working as a DevOps and a system reliability engineer all these 9 years of my experience. So when I had, entered around this phase of my life, I wanted to experience something like an international work experience. So when I was searching for different platforms which can provide me such an experience, a colleague of mine referred Van Hack to me. So when I entered Van Hack and I saw that there were many people along with me who were in the same place as I am, who are willing to relocate and looking for such an experience. So, networking with Van Hack, applying for various jobs, and then eventually I was able to crack the interview for one of the companies in Germany. So that job is primarily relocation and then starting. So I'm all set to relocate and then start my work there.
That's great. So, okay, let's move to that happy moment when you got the offer. How was that moment in your life?
I think it was very exciting. So one is I was totally surprised, and then I was equally happy as well. So when I shared the news with my family, they were also happy. So it was overall a happy moment, kind of a dream come true moment, I would say.
That's great. And how was the interview process with the company? Did you have like a mock interview before, and how was that practice?
Yes, I definitely had a mock interview. So before I attended this interview, there was another interview that I gave for a different company. So I had two mock interviews before each of those interviews. And I would say that 60% of the success came because of the mock interviews, because the mock interviews are the one in which they prepare you to phase your interview in a proper way, like what kind of questions you may get and how you may answer those questions in a proper way. So mock interviews kind of helped me in the non-technical questions and in the non-technical rounds. So it placed me in a good position where I was able to answer the questions, any behavioral or situational or anything that is non-technical. Mock interview played a huge role in preparing me. So that's why I was able to give my interviews confidently, because I already knew what kind of questions I would get and what is the kind of answers that I would give. So yeah, it prepared me in a very good shape.
Well, that's really good to know. During the process, you told us that you had other interview with other company, right? Like it was probably rejected or something. How was like that process when you received a no from a company? What was in your mind at that moment?
Yeah, so that was kind of disappointing and equally discouraging, I would say, because I had huge hopes. And then when I got the message that they were looking for someone with more experience, I did get discouraged, and then I did not apply for any jobs for a while after that. Mm-hmm. And post that, I slowly started gaining my confidence level back. And I took it as a challenge to myself and see, okay, one more time, let's give this and see where it goes. So the second time was the one in which I was very active on the Van Hack platform as well. I gave my code challenge. I got a very good mark in the code challenge. So that was like above average. And accordingly, my English verification as well. So that was also on a good level. So completing my English verification and the code challenge put me in a better position, wherein I started getting many more interviews, and the jobs which I applied for were aligned to my work experience and my priorities. So I did get a lot of interviews, but unfortunately I couldn't attend all of them. So yeah, the English verification and the code challenge is the place that I started, which gave me a good platform to get started on the job search.
Okay, that's great. So it was a moment in the process that you thought about giving up, right? How did you change your mind? Like, you say that you didn't apply for a while, but how you take the decision again to start applying?
So in the time where I didn't actually apply for any jobs, but I was active on the Slack platform of RunHack. So where I was seeing many other success stories, like people, I even came across someone who had given 400 interviews, and she did not get discouraged or disappointed. She kept on trying, and then she was able to crack it. So I actually saw those success cases, and then I got motivated by people, you know, who keep trying and who keep trying to give their best, and ultimately they do crack it and they do land the job. So it was this kind of motivation and the success stories that helped me to get back on my track.
That's great. So do you have any advice for other bank hackers that are looking for an opportunity like this, and especially for those that are women as you?
Absolutely, yeah. I would say in RunHack, so first to get started, just give your English verification and it should be in an advanced or a fluent level. And the next one is a code challenge. So when we have English verification and the code challenge done, and obviously a code challenge should have good marks. So wherein you have cleared your code challenge, then you are set, all set. So it's only that you will have to keep applying for jobs, and eventually you will get interviews. And when you are prepared, you will definitely land a job. We might get failures, rejections, disappointments, but then we have to find our own motivation, like from people who keep giving their best and who keep cracking the interviews and getting the jobs. So seeing such success cases actually gives us a lot of motivation. And the platform on RunHack, the Slack platform, it's very supportive for people who want to have additional information or any kind of preparation for interview. Yeah, that's what I would say, just to keep trying, and definitely you will land your dream job. Just don't give up.
That's great. Thank you so much, Angeline, for sharing this journey, your journey with us. I am sure this will help a lot of bank hackers that are in the job hunting. So thank you so much and see you around.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the RunHack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at RunHack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.